the cycle time, order to delivery, sometimes fluctuates too much. It ranges from 1 month, 1.5, 2.5, 3, 4, and sometimes 6 months. What customer will do? Many times, promised delivery date is not maintained. Customer is frustrated. Due to this, customer gets frustrated and may leave us. We want to maintain the relationship with customer. We want to retain the customer at any cost. So we should not allow these things to happen. If our tailor does not give us our clothes in time and is always inconsistent, sometimes 1 week, sometimes 2 weeks like that, we also shout at him. Hence, mapping the process, very important. Mapping the process to remove inconsistency is a must. Statistical process control is a process used to control a manufacturing process on the basis of statistical methods. Samples of parts are taken and their characteristic values are measured and entered in a form, SPC form, the so-called control chart. Whenever we were working in Bosch, actually every machine had a SPC chart and operator used to check 5 parts and they were getting entered in that SPC chart, control chart. Statistical quantities are calculated from the characteristics values for evaluation of the current state of the process. If necessary, the state of the process can be corrected by suitable measures. For example, if R or S, that is standard deviation, if it is fluctuating too much, that means process needs to be corrected. See, this is the SPC chart. 5 values are taken every hour or every half an hour as suggested, and then average is calculated, that is X bar. S is calculated, that is maximum minus minimum, and plotted here. This is X bar, this is R. This is X bar chart, this is R chart. If R is fluctuating too much, that means that the process needs to be corrected. If X bar is fluctuating too much, that means process needs to be corrected, operator needs to be properly set the process. So this is the SPC chart, and then statistical quantities or statistical characteristics are calculated, and then machine is corrected accordingly. Preventive maintenance is the heart of all the processes, in the absence of which it is not possible to have proper process control. This is the process approach. It is necessary to identify key process equipment, it is necessary to identify key process equipment and provide appropriate resources for machine and equipment maintenance and develop an effective, planned, total preventive maintenance system. The system shall include procedure that describes planned maintenance activities like changing the parts, oiling, schedule of maintenance activities, predictive maintenance. What is predictive maintenance? If the vibration has become too much, if the machine is getting heated, then we predict that now the machine has to stop and correct it. Review of manufacturer's recommendation about that. Tool wear, monitoring of uptime. Uptime means the time for which machine runs. Then correlation of SPC data about that machine. That is also required. For correction of fluctuation of R, fluctuation of X bar, then vibration analysis. As I said, predictive maintenance means what? If the vibration, that signature, we call it as signature. If the vibration is too much, then we have to stop the machine and correct it. And infrared monitoring of circuits, then perishable tooling characteristics, availability of replacement parts. As I said, parts have to be changed, and manufacturing equipment. Then CPOC diagram. Earlier I have mentioned about CPOC. That is, a CPOC diagram is a tool used by a team to identify all relevant elements of a process improvement project before work begins. It helps to define a complex project that may not be well scoped. This is the SIPOC diagram. What is SIPOC? Supplier, inputs, process, outputs, customer. SIPOC, that is SIPOC. And the process is this. For example, there is a shop where cars are sold. Then meet with new client, understand client needs, present options, come to agree on options, and sign paperwork. That is the process of selling the car. Who is the supplier? That is the manufacturer of car. What are the inputs? Cars. What is the process? Meet with new client, understand client needs and so on. Outputs is new client you are getting, and customers are car buyer. So this is the SIPOC diagram where supplier, input, process, output and customer. This SIPOC tool is particularly useful when it is not clear who supplies the inputs to the process. Sometimes we don't know who is the supplier to input to the process. Then what specifications are placed on the inputs? Who are the true customers of the process? What are the requirements of the customers? So Pareto diagram. A Pareto diagram is a simple bar chart that ranks related measures in decreasing order of the occurrence. The purpose of a Pareto diagram is to separate the significant aspects of a problem from the trivial ones. By graphically separating the aspects of a problem, a team will know where to direct improvement efforts. For example, Counts Pareto. Counts Pareto means use this type of Pareto analysis to learn which category occurs most often. For example, how many times this problem has occurred? How many times? 5 times, 20 times. To create Counts Pareto, you will need to know the categories and how often each problem has occurred. For example, problem number 1 has occurred 20 times. Problem number 2 has occurred 10 times. Problem number 3 has occurred 3 times. Then you know where to direct our actions. Whereas Cost Pareto, use this Pareto analysis if you want to know which category of problem is the most expensive. For example, problem number 1 needs 1000 rupees. Problem number 2, 100 rupees. Like that. Then you can, a cost Pareto provides more details about the impact of a specific category. Which problem has more impact than a Count Pareto? Maybe the problem has come 100 times, but cost is very less. But one problem has come 3 times, but very expensive. Then you know where to direct your efforts. Suppose you have 50 occurrences of one problem and 3 occurrences of another. Based on a Count Pareto, you would be likely to tackle the problem that occurs 50 times. Obvious. However, suppose the problem that occurs 50 times costs only 35 rupees per occurrence, and the problem that occurs 3 times costs 3500 each time. The cost is 10,500 for that problem that occurs 3 times. Based on the cost, you may want to tackle the more expensive problem first. This gives more insight to the problem. To create a cost Pareto, you will need to know the categories, how often each occurred, and a cost for each category. It is important that the problem should not occur so many times. For example, I am getting fever 50 times, then I have to really tackle that. But if I have a problem where I have to spend more money, then I have to tackle that problem, because cost is also important. Occurrences are also important, because more occurrences in your health problem, your health will get deteriorated. So cost is not important then. But there is one problem where more money has to be spent again and again. Then that should be tackled first. This is the Pareto diagram where this problem has come, you know, 62 times, like that. And so I have to tackle this problem because it has occurred 65 times. Frequency distribution and histogram. A frequency distribution is an overlay of all distinct values in the same variable and the number of times they occur. This is the frequency distribution. You know tally marks? Marks, that means students have got, let us say, 21 to 25 out of 50. Six students have got 21 to 25 marks. Some students have got 26 to 30 marks, 8 students. And some students have got 36 to 40 marks out of 50, 12 students. So you know how many students are weak, and accordingly you can tally. Similar here, 19 to 29 age, 21 frequency is there. So like that you know where to tackle. This is the histogram, which you may have done while you were working on a grinding machine and plotting the different characteristics there. Process approach for new product development. Since new product development is one of the most critical aspects of the overall business strategy, let us understand and learn the same from the perspective of process approach. This is the very important aspect of process approach for the new product development. With reference to the Juran's TQM trilogy, quality planning, quality control, and quality improvement, quality planning is explained. Management should take responsibility for the quality planning. The planning should focus on defining the processes needed to meet the organization's objectives, requirements of customer, consistent with the strategy of the organization, inputs and outputs. That we will see. This is the quality planning, APQP. This is APQP. If you have actually achieved QS 9000 or other automobile standards, APQP you may be knowing. Plan and define program, then product design, then process design, then product and process validation, and then production, and then feedback assessment. And we will see one by one. Plan and define program. Inputs, voice of the customer. Very, very important. First thing, while designing the product, voice of the customer, business plan, marketing strategy, product or process benchmarking data, product process assumptions, product reliability studies, customer inputs. These are the inputs for planning and defining program. And what are the outputs? Design goals, reliability quality goals, preliminary bill of materials, preliminary process flow chart. This is the output for that first step. Special characteristics. What are the special characteristics which cannot be checked 100%? Then product assurance, plan, management support. Now this is the output, which is the input for the next step. What is next step? Product design and development. Outputs are design FMEA, design for manufacturability and assembly, design verification, design reviews, prototype build. In this time, prototype is built. Engineering drawing. These outputs are inputs for the next step. That is process design and development. Here the additional inputs are there: material specifications, new equipment, special characteristics, gauges, team feasibility commitment. And outputs are packaging standards, process quality system review, process flow chart, flow plan layout. Now we are coming slowly to the manufacturing. Process FMEA, pre-launch control plan, process instructions, measurement systems analysis, preliminary process capability studies, and packaging specifications. And those outputs were inputs for this, and outputs are now the production trial run, APQP. measurement systems evaluation, preliminary process capability study, production part approval, that is PPAP, production validation testing, packaging evaluation, production control plan, quality planning sign off and management support. Earlier there were two slides, the type of product complexity and customer expectation should be considered in selecting the timing elements that must be planned. All team members should agree with each event. A well-organized timing chart should list tasks, assignments and events. The critical path method is appropriate for this. What is critical path method? That is called CPM. In 1950, Mr. Deming, who got inspired from Schuhart, taught SPC and SQC to Japanese engineers and CEOs. Plan, Do, Check, Act, that is PDCA cycle, was made popular by him. The success of any program depends on meeting customer needs and expectations in a timely manner at a cost that represents value. The product quality planning cycle, based on above mentioned PDCA methodology and the chart above, require a planning team to concentrate its effort on a defect prevention, which is driven by simultaneous engineering performed by product and the manufacturing engineering activities. So this I have already explained, that is plan and define program, product design and development, process design and development, product and process validation, which is very, very important, and feedback, assessment, and corrective action. What is corrective action? Reduce variation, customer satisfaction, delivery and service. So, special characteristics I have already explained. That is, which cannot be 100% checked during the advanced proper product quality planning, that is APQP. Particularly during the preparation of FMEAs and control plans, the planning team shall finalize special characteristics. Appropriate process controls shall be established for all special characteristics, because 100% cannot be checked, that is thousands of parts, lakhs of parts are produced by heat treatment process. For example, we can't check 100%. Then quality plan, control plan, document specifying which procedures, where to carry out an activity of on a process. For example, some activities need to be checked at that particular time by a customer. That means we have to supply the control plan or quality plan to the customer. Then we say that, okay, after 3 days, we are going to perform this process and customer please come for inspection. So like that, we were already practicing this control plan. Customer was coming 3 times, 4 times during that particular process flow and checking the stage quality. And associated resources shall be applied by whom and when to a specific project, process and contract. This is the quality plan which we were preparing, using for ourselves and giving to the customer also, wherever customer has to come and check the quality. Part process number, process description, that particular process, for example, welding, he has to come and check the welding. So this is a quality plan, control plan. Thank you.